Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 16th of May. There has been a major shake-up at the Giro d'Italia, and one that concerns us as well. Primoz Roglic has lost his key mountain lieutenant Jai Hindley following a crash on stage 6. Jai Hindley is the winner of the 2022 Giro, and he sustained a concussion and was forced to abandon the race. Just as the Giro approached its first summit finish, it's a significant tactical setback for Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe, with Hindley having been central to their strategy for the mountains. The crash occurred around 70 kilometers from the finish during a wet and chaotic 227-kilometer stage from Potenza to Naples. Several riders hit the deck, including Richard Carapaz. The race was temporarily neutralized for safety, with no time gaps or bonuses awarded at the line. Amid the disruption, another Aussie, Caden Groves from Alpecin Dukinik, sprinted to victory, his first win of the season. Mats Pedersen retained the Maglia Rosa so far, finishing safely and holding his 17-second lead over Roglic. But with Jai Hindley out of the picture, Primoz Roglic now faces a far tougher task as the Giro heads into the high mountains. Former Olympic cyclist Ron Dennis has avoided jail over the death of his wife, fellow Olympian Melissa Hodkins, in a tragic incident outside their Adelaide home last December. Ron Dennis pleaded guilty to an aggravated offence of driving without due care, likely to endanger life. The court handed him a suspended sentence, taking into account his early guilty plea, evident remorse, and his role as a sole carer of their two children. His driving licence has also been disqualified for 5 years. The incident followed an argument over home renovations. As Dennis attempted to drive away, Hoskins was struck by the vehicle and later died from her injuries. Both families have asked for privacy and unity in supporting the children. Mats Pedersen has signed a life contract with Little Trek, meaning the Danish star will remain with the team for the rest of his professional career. Pedersen, who's been in the squad since 2017, said the decision was an easy one. He spoke of a strong sense of support and unity within the team, calling it his family on the road. Team manager Luca Guercilena described him as the leader who inspires others, praising both his talent and his leadership qualities. The announcement comes during a standout start of the season and a brilliant Giro d'Italia so far. But looking into the future, Pedersen says he's determined to win a monument, with Paris-Roubaix high on his list, and with Little Trek backing him all the way, he's aiming to tick that box in the years ahead. This was your cycling news this week. Remember, Grace Brown will be here with her unclipped view on cycling on Monday, and will return for a full SBS cycling podcast on Wednesday.